686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me each and every week at this time. My name is Bob Long. We've been on the air here with the program for 19 years. Can you believe it? And we're so happy to be here. In this hour of the broadcast, we are scheduled to be joined by Gail Banks, the one and only man behind Banks Power, but my producer Matt is telling me we're having some phone connection problems with him, so we're reaching out to another gentleman who was originally scheduled for first this week, and then we postponed him to next week's broadcast, so we'll see if a gentleman from Arizona by the name of Stick Bogart, who's got a variety of websites, including a very hot car dealership website, if he's going to be joining us on the broadcast. But I'll tell you who is going to be joining us. In hour number two, we're going to be joined by the man who puts on the Concorso event in California during the Monterey week. It's the Concorso Italiano. And Tom McDowell will be telling us what's going to be happening at that event for 2011. I know for one thing, they're going to be showing off the latest supercar from Lamborghini, the replacement vehicle for the Murcielago, and it's called the Aventador. And it is quite remarkable, to say the least, and we'll get the inside scoop on that, as well as other things that are going to be a part of Concorso Italiano 2011. Also, we're going to be joined by a representative in hour number two of Bart Buckle Up. Now, to be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot about Bart Buckle Up, but we're going to find out a whole lot more in hour number two. Coming up in hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we will be joined by Sam Moses, who's a great automotive writer. Wrote a book a number of years back, has really had nothing but accolades said about the book. It's we'll tell you a little bit more about that book a little later on in the broadcast. And for many, many years, he was a motorsports reporter for Sports Illustrated. And these days, he's doing a lot of vintage racing in a very famous Oldsmobile from the early 1980s. And he's running it today. Just pretty much untouched from the 1980s setup. I believe a 1982 Oldsmobile Cutlass that formerly was run back in the 1982 season of NASCAR. Also coming up at hour number three of the broadcast, he is the man behind the Tornado Air device, the Tornado Air gas-saving device. The president of Tornado Air Management, Jay Kim, will be joining us. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Email, very simple, it's boblongradio@yahoo.com. That's B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O @yahoo.com. Or you can send me an email at bob@boblongradio.com. Why don't we kick off the broadcast here with a little bit of trivia, since we're having a little bit of connection problem with our scheduled guest or guests. So we'll we'll have a little bit of fun here. I'm still kind of getting up to speed myself, coming off a little bit of an injury from a fall. So if I'm a little bit extra wacky this week, please understand that's the reasoning behind my extra wackiness. So let's throw a trivia question into the mix here. Are you ready for the trivia question? Because here it comes. Who can tell me the name of the vehicle in the Lamborghini lineup that succeeded the Countach? First there was the Countach, then came this vehicle, then came the Murcielago, then came the new one, which is called the Aventador. All these Lamborghinis are named after famous bulls. That's right. Famous bulls and bullfighting. You can hear my daughter Lucy there in the background as she is in the outskirts of the studio along with her mom, Sharon, and they're watching me as I do my thing here on the radio. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, or you can email me if you'd like. It's bob@boblongradio.com or boblongradio@yahoo.com. Once again, the trivia question, everybody knows the Countach, the famous exotic car from Lamborghini, but what was the car that succeeded the Countach? It was around for a lot of years, the Countach, and was placed on many of a bedroom wall or dorm room wall as kind of the ultimate exotic car of its time. And what was the car that followed it up? Lots of things happening in the automotive realm today. There was a great classic car event held in Michigan. For many, many years, more than 30 years, there was the Meadowbrook Hall event. For this year, a brand new event in a brand new venue. It's in Plymouth, Michigan. The Meadowbrook Hall event was held on the former Dodge estate. This is in Plymouth, Michigan at the St. John's venue. St. John's was, I believe, a seminary at one point, and it's now called the Concours of America Delegants at St. John's. It's a mouthful, but I heard just minutes ago some great reports from the inaugural event. More than 300 cars on display, and they give out two best of show winners, an American best of show and a international best of show. And the folks at the RM Auction Company had a big auction over the weekend there as part of the goings-on at this Concours event, and I'm sure we'll be joined in the not-too-distant future by a representative from RM to give us the lowdown on that particular event. On the new car side of the fence, in addition to the vehicle that we're going to be talking about in hour number two of the broadcast, the new flagship from Lamborghini, lots of other cool new offerings about to hit the highways and byways of America. But right now, I have been told by my producer, Matt, that we have our very special guest joining us. When you think of great performance and when you think of diesel technology, the word bank should come immediately to mind, because he's been doing his thing for more than 40 years, coming on 50 years or more. And here he is, the man himself, Mr. Gale Banks. Gale, how you doing?
Sorry, some sort of cross wires here on the phone, call-in number, but here I am. And it's 53 years I've been doing this.
53 years, so 1958, yeah. Was that the year?
That was the first year I sold and put into a 32 Plymouth, a Camer, four-cam Studebaker India engine, in August of 58, so that's my first meaningful sale of an engine. And thank you for the mention on the diesel and the trucks and the motorhomes and all of that. That is something we do a lot of, and we've been doing it since the first fuel crunch. I started that line of product in 1974, and then the diesel stuff in 1981. So we kind of were the first guys to the diesel pickup marketplace.
That's fantastic.
Something else I've done all my career is turbocharge.
Yeah.
And turbocharging gasoline engines, I started in the 60s. I didn't work on turboing a diesel till 1980. So I've only been doing the diesel for a little while.
Very good. Let's go back to the origins. 53 years ago, 1958, when you first sold that first engine. When we come back on the other side, we'll do a little bit of reminiscing, and then we'll talk about all kinds of cool stuff with Gale Banks straight ahead on Auto World.
On the right, he rolled down the window of his shiny new tag.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
I'm sorry, we got a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
A long drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLawnDrive.com, I'm Bob Lawn.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Attention homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of
welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here. We're live all across North America. We are joined by one of my favorite guests. Didn't really give him a proper introduction the first time around, so let me do it right this time. Gail Banks is the president and founder of Banks Power, Banks Engineering, and has been doing it for more than 50 years. And let's go back to Gail right now and go back in time to even before the start of his business in 1950. He had 58, I believe it was the age of 14 that you you tore down your mom's vehicle. Tell us about that, Gail.
I had been secretly driving that, hot wiring and driving that 31 Ford for a couple of years, and it blew a head gasket. And my dad said, there's the tools, there's the car, fix it. He'd been an aircraft mechanic in World War II in the Pacific Theater, so he could wrench.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to do it. So by the time I was done, she bought another car because it took me a while. I put an overhead conversion, a four-port Riley cylinder head on it. Ed Iskandarian did a cam for me, and Jans, I got pistons from them. Put in what was called Durant connecting rods, which I think were either from an Oakland or a Pontiac. Boarded an eighth over in the process and put a Wyco side drive mag on it. And we used to lighten the flywheels. It was called chopping the flywheel. I chopped that thing so much you could read through it. And put an Auburn clutch in it and a whole bunch of, it's just like a list of nostalgia speed equipment. Took it from 40, nominal 40 horsepower to 105, which doesn't sound like much, but I could beat six-cylinder Chevys.
Wow.
That's kind of right at the time the V8 was starting to come out. And so it was a fun car. And it really got me to appreciate what airflow is all about and how engine efficiency is and engine power output is a function of the ability to get air mass, pounds of air into the engine and process it through efficiently.
And speaking of air, I mean, that's a great segue into talking about turbocharging. You've been a proponent of turbocharging for so many years, and it's interesting that, you know, we had a wave of turbo vehicles in the 70s and 80s, and then they kind of went away, and now they're coming back full strong, you know, stronger than ever, and ironically, they're doing a lot of the things that you started doing many, many years ago. Tell us a little bit about Gale Banks and the turbo.
I started fooling with them in the late 60s, and one of the really good friends, Hugh McInnes, he at the time was chief engineer of the TRW turbocharging project. They used them on Corvairs and other stuff in the mid-60s. And so I started using them on big block Chevy Marine engines that I was building at the time. I did 28 years of gasoline twin turbo Marine engines, and we formed that. Those things became the engines to beat worldwide in a boat. But the thing that really got me going was as we went into the 70s, was the 73 fuel crunch.
Yeah.
My feeling was a small engine, a small four-cylinder engine, turbocharged, designed for it from the out, you just start with a clean sheet of paper, you design your four-cylinder to take a hell of a lot of cylinder pressure, and then you've got a little engine when you want mileage, and you've got a big engine when you engage the turbocharger, and, you know, the foot feed, the gas pedal, that's the demand system. The turbo is kind of loafing otherwise, but when you ask for it, it's there. So I call turbocharging life after wide open throttle. If you've got an engine that's naturally aspirated, you put it on the wood, that's all it's got.
Yeah.
You add a turbocharger, and then from wide open throttle power rating up, you've got this variable power engine. You can add as much as you want within the octane limit of the fuel. It has to do with detonation. So I did a grant with Caltech, JPL. We were a vendor. We were a collaborator. We helped build prototype stuff to test. And it was a $400,000 grant to study future engines, and that was in 1974.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of all that, I became enchanted with the efficiency of diesel. So we also had a customer that kind of came out of nowhere, Volvo, who gave us a, at the time, giant $30,000 development contract, and two of their 244 four-door Volvos.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say that things were so ugly that Volvos were designed by people who hate cars for sale to people who are afraid of cars. Now, they're much better looking now.
They're getting
they're still very safe. And we did a safety vehicle with them, a government program, wherein I turbocharged their high-technology engine. At that time, they were the only ones on the planet that had O2 sensing, computer-controlled fuel management, all of that. And we did the first turbo version of that when we were in San Gabriel, California in 1977.
Amazing.
So there was the engine that I dreamed of. Then in 1980, I taught a 40-hour design seminar at General Motors Institute in Flint. Today it's called Kettering. And really pushed hard on my four-cylinder concept. And was doing some work with Buick on their V6.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we built the prototype vehicle out here in California that became the Buick Grand National.
Amazing.
And ours was twin-turboed and made 454 horsepower.
Wow.
But the point is, the whole idea of turbocharging, you got a little engine, you don't have a belt-driven supercharger, which is a constant parasite. It's drawing power just to run it, and that has to impact fuel economy. So what we've got going today is what I dreamed of in the 70s. And one of the guys that was in my class at GMI, because I had open enrollment, other people from other companies could come.
Sure.
Fellow from Ford sends me some dyno results on the Ecotec V6. And he says, "Hey, Gail, take a look at this. A little better than the Buick back then, huh?" And of course, I could only grin. It's kind of my middle-aged dream has now become reality.
That is fantastic. You've always been a futurist. I mean, that's a good way of putting it. I mean, looking towards the future, because it's so important. You've always got to be looking for the next thing.
Yeah. I am a futurist. I was a science fiction fan as a kid. But when I started Banks, I thought, I want to lead this thing. I want to lead this technically.
We're going to talk much more with you, Gail. Hold on. Don't go away. We're going to come back with lots more. You're listening to America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. You're not going to want to miss more with Gail Banks straight ahead.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We are joined by the one and only legendary Gail Banks, who's telling us all about how he first got involved in the car hobby by tearing down his mom's car at the age of 14, all the way up through turbocharging and his work with diesel. And, of course, racing has always been a part of the DNA of Banks Performance. And you guys have done some incredible things out in Bonneville. Tell us about that, Gail.
Well, Bonneville has been kind of a thing. Everybody drag raced here in California, ran the dry lakes for longer events. But in 1949, Wally Parks and Bob Peterson and another fellow went up to, well, in 48, actually, and set up the Bonneville, what today we call the Bonneville Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I like about Bonneville racing, where you go 5 miles wide open, in some cases six or seven, if you've got a real long course, you know, of course, you got to have five or six, if you're lucky today, 4 miles of shutdown area.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that you get I think it's more of a test of your prowess as an engine designer, engine builder, to run wide open throttle for 5 miles versus a quarter of a mile.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a situation where you don't want to, lose pistons like you do in the top fuel car or, put a window in the block when you kick a rod out, because that's real dangerous.
Yeah.
We don't have the safety walls, safety barriers, all those sorts of things at Bonneville. It's an advantage for us if we spin out. But you can cut a tire and really lose it up there with your engine parts if you ventilate the engine. So to me, it was a great challenge. And I started up there with a Studebaker way back in the day. Our next car at Bonneville, Keegan Welch and Banks' car is retired, but still holds a number of records over 400 miles an hour. That's the Streamliner. And we're doing a new Streamliner to try to go 400 with a diesel. The current record is 350 and change.
Okay.
So that'll be next year. This year I hope to run with my old friends, Bruce Geisler and Gary Vail, a 53 Studebaker. We hope to run in September. We just got the engine off the dyno and it's going into the car.
That
so I like Bonneville a lot, but really, the thing that I find exciting happens a week from today, and that's at Land's End Hill Climb, just outside of Grand Junction, Colorado, where we run an event, and Paul Dahlenbach is the driver of our Unlimited Class Winged Warrior. You know, if you've ever seen a Pikes Peak car, that's what this is.
Wow.
We went to Pikes Peak, ran under the record in testing, and ran quicker than the guy who won it. But the marriage of 1,307 horsepower of turbocharged Chevy to the Lola transaxle didn't work too well.
And, yeah.
You know, it's like we were engaged and the bride broke her leg on the way to the altar. The leg being her, the right half shaft. After hundreds of miles of testing, we finally did something. Or it finally succumbed. So we're all rebuilt. We're going to Land's End this weekend. Car number 98. Currently holds the record at Land's End. We hope to drop that significantly and prove out our setup for Pikes Peak 2012. We hope to bring the record back to the United States. It's currently held by entry from Japan, and we want to put the flag back on the mountain.
Absolutely. Gail Banks is with us live. If you have a question about diesel power or turbocharging, you'd love to, this is a golden opportunity to talk to the legendary Gail Banks at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or boblongradio@yahoo.com. One of the coolest products out there is the Banks IQ, and we got to tell our listeners about this one. Gail, how did you originally get the idea for this?
Well, I've been into remote control and engine and, you know, autonomous vehicles, those sorts of things. And in 1956, still in high school, I managed to win a science fair with an electric vehicle I built that was radio controlled. So I've been into electronics since I was young as well. And of course, that was a good thing because when I did that project with Volvo in the mid-70s on their that turbo project I did for them, the engine was run by electronics. So from that point on, I didn't look at carburetors too much. Most everything I did from mid-70s on was fuel injected. One other little quickie, a fun project we're doing right now, if I might digress slightly, is Ram has come out with a pickup, which is a Hemi monochrome paint, dual exhaust, I think 22-inch wheels, and it's set up for a guy to buy and then personalize. So I think they sell them for around $24,000.
Wow.
A lot of truck. It's a standard cab short bed, so it's a sport truck build. And they sent us out one they've already personalized it in the styling studio. It's a blue, but a really remarkably beautiful blue. And we've named the truck, since it's blue, Papa Smurf. and Papa Smurf just got turbocharged, and that Hemi is loving that Banks Sidewinder turbo. So we'll be on the dyno with that. We're doing road calibration here yesterday, and we'll be on the dyno with it Monday, and I'm holding my breath it may be in the Chrysler exhibit at SEMA. We'll see.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Another project I got to ask you about is on the racing front, the Sidewinder S10. I mean, this is an amazing truck, putting down some incredible times in the quarter mile.
Yeah. We built a pro stock truck with a diesel V8 in it. And the backstory is, I ran a project for John Rock when he was running GMC, which became named the Cyclone on the street version of it. And, we went 210 miles an hour with no turbocharging at all, because they wouldn't let me turbo. They didn't sell a turbo truck. Then they came out with a production version, and lo and behold, to get it to perform, it got turbocharged. So
yeah.
these all-wheel drive little S15 pickups were, you know, there was the street pickup version, then the Typhoon was the four-door family version, if you will. These things were rocket ships. So after we did 2 years at Bonneville, they asked us to, my crew, my Bonneville guys, friends, to go and take the two of them built for drag racing based on our Bonneville car and go match racing at every major NHRA event for 2 years. So a local dignitary would race Don Prudhomme, you know, driving the other one.
Oh, that's great.
Little disadvantage. Now, what we did was that started the Pro Stock class for trucks in NHRA. And of course, that class has since evolved out of NHRA, but there was a long haul. We got one of the last ones built, and it's a swing arm rear axle setup, which is really good for the power and torque output of the diesel. And we managed to get a record of a 777 at 180 flat,
wow,
which has stood for a couple of years. No smoke. That diesel just comes up on the turbos and it's gone. So now we're doing a dragster to try to push. We're doing an NHRA category top dragster, a long car back motor dragster, to try to set the overall diesel speed and lap time records.
It's amazing the efficiency of these diesel power plants. I mean, they've always been efficient, but when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the other cool stuff that you're doing in the diesel realm, as well as the intake realm, and visit a little bit more on the IQ. Gail Banks is with us. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World.
You.
December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We've got the legendary Gail Banks with us live here on the broadcast, and Gail, we're definitely going to have to get you back on here because we're just scratching the surface here today. There's so many things to talk about. Let's talk a little bit more about the IQ, because this is a computer, but it's more than that. I mean, it has so many different features. Give our listeners a little bit of an idea of the kind of control they have over the vehicle by using the IQ.
Okay. Basically, the IQ is the front end, if you will, the man-machine interface. It's a 5-inch color touch screen called the Banks IQ. And by the way, all the stuff I'm talking about, if you just go to BanksPower.com, it's there. Anything we've talked about today. At any rate, our defense customers call it Command, Control, Navigate. We've been doing IQ apps for various military vehicles. The whole idea of this thing is, what's going on in the vehicle? How is it performing? And controlling that performance, logging it. So we've got what we call a power function. You can... using an associated product called the Banks 6 gun, tune your diesel for fuel efficiency or for power, work or sport. And now coming, you'll be able to also tune through the use of a programming module that pops into this thing. You can download new programs for your gasoline powered, and we're doing programmers for the diesel. So whatever your need, and more the need is fuel efficiency and just plain work capability, and that's what we're addressing in this new era. I mean, Leno said it to me the other day, hey, Gail, is fuel economy the new horsepower? Well, I said no, but that's close, because people care about fuel economy even though they want the power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And more and more... you can have your cake and eat it too. The tuning, air management through our Ram Air, our cold air systems, and exhaust management with our Monster exhaust systems gives you the ability to get the air in, improve the airflow in and the exhaust flow out. And now you can tune the engine in a way you couldn't do when it was stock. You can liberate fuel energy safely that wasn't being liberated before. We've removed a lot of parasitic power loss with our air intake and our exhaust systems and on the diesels, our high flow intercoolers. So, and if you want to know all about how you've done, well, we've got a power screen. You can configure your colors, gauge types, and all of that. But we also have a fuel economy approach. And I'm working on an app that's within the fuel economy package in the IQ that I call Financial Driver. And it gets right down to how much money you're consuming while you're driving. You know, people talk miles per gallon. It's kind of a remote association to the, if you will, miles per dollar.
Right.
Wouldn't you rather know that?
Yeah.
And then we have an overlay that modulates the driver inputs. If he wants to drive for economy, but he had a fight with his wife this morning. He's on his way to work and he's taking it out on a car. We won't let him do it. But only when he's doing something wrong do we take over a little bit. But it really makes significant differences and improvements in fuel economy. Also, the thing is a performance monitor. It's got a full quarter mile or 0 to 60 or 8th mile capability with a Christmas tree on screen where you can test your reaction time. It has a safety component which has to do with running on our diesels, our exhaust braking systems, which are fully computerized and seek a certain speed down the hill. You set the speed you want. And then it has what we call Banks Nav, which is a new application. We've been selling this thing for years, first with a PDA front end, now with our own 5-inch screen. And finally, somebody said, gee, I've got a nav device on my dash, and I've got the IQ. So couldn't you put navigation in the IQ? And it took us about a year to put it together. But it's the normal 7 million points of interest with phone numbers. And I find it's amazing to me. I had it point to a auto repair shop when I was in Tennessee the other day. You couldn't even see it through the trees. It was just a little dirt road going back into the trees. But I knew it was there in there and went back and looked, and sure as heck it was there.
Wow.
Yeah, like a two-car deal, little tiny place. So it has, you know, as I said, command, control, navigate, and log. You can log. It logs, of course, data for fuel efficiency, but it also logs performance data. And upcoming for that is also going to be, we've got accelerometers in this thing, so you could go to track day with your hot import or whatever, and it'll give you a record of your lap, what G forces you are exerting in which turns, those sorts of things. So it's pretty neat.
And how does it connect? How does it connect to the vehicle, Gil?
It's pretty elemental. It gets its power and it communicates with the vehicle through the onboard diagnostic connector that you know guys attach to their scan tool. Oh, I didn't add that. It's also a scan tool. So
that's fantastic.
If you set a trouble code, you can call up in our memory. It'll tell you in plain text what the trouble code is. You don't have to go to a manual. And when you go to the dealer, you'll know more than he does at first because you know what's wrong with the vehicle. You've already looked at the trouble code. So they can't horse around with you and tell you. Not that I'm saying anybody's unscrupulous, but you have the knowledge. They can't snow you.
Oh, that's great. And I didn't realize it gets its power right from the OBD2 port as well. That's very convenient.
There's a voltage present there to run scan tools, and we limited the amperage, if you will, requirement of our device, so it's matches to the voltage and amperage available. So that's now our latest thing. I don't know how much time we have in this segment, but we're now turbocharging the Jeeps, the inline six Jeeps.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. That's pretty exciting to me. Plus, I designed a new header we call the Jeep Revolver for the inline sixes. That makes as much torque as our tri-Y setup, which was the standard of the industry. Now I basically kicked my own tail here. The revolver makes the same low-end torque, but much more top-end power, so it drives you right up to the shift. It really feels incredible, especially compared to stock. So that's new stuff coming, probably at SEMA.
That's great. Well, SEMA's not that far off, and, of course, you've been a member of the board of directors at SEMA for many, many years.
Yes, I served my time.
Very well said. And yeah. The best place for folks to get all the information, once again, web-wise, Gail, why don't you give out that address?
Yeah, bankspower.com. And noodle around in there a little bit, folks. You know, it's real enjoyable. We got a big video section, which I get a kick out of it. It's probably close to 100 different videos on different subjects now. And that Pikes Peak, our efforts at Pikes Peak testing are in there as well. You can take a ride in a Pikes Peak car. It is hair-raising. Wait till you see it. So.
That sounds fantastic. And got a bunch of emails coming in here on the IQ system. Is it available for both diesel and gasoline vehicles? Are they the same unit or different units?
Actually, it is the same unit. Basically, there's different OBD language, if you will, depending on the year model of the car. But we cover all of them, and we're now moving into, about 1996 up, we have the opportunity, gas or diesel, to apply the IQ. Plus, you can download all our new software we're working on to, you know, control various things like nitrous, water alcohol, or repower of the engine on our bank Dynafax.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, time flies with you, my friend. We'll have to get you back for a full hour real soon. Thank you, Gail.
It's a pleasure.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.